الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يبلغ العبد درجة أن يكون من المتقين حتى يدع ما لا به بأس حذرا لما به بأس، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all of us would definitely be aware that we are at that bittersweet moment wherein we are bidding farewell to the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the year, a month of such blessing, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest His mercy, His rahmat. That famous hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to this month, said: تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينِ فَبُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws open the doors of Jannat. Allah shuts up Jahannam. The shayateen are tied up. Every possible thing to make it conducive to gain the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found. So that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. That if Allah ta'ala wanted to punish the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month. This guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with how much disregard, how much lack of appreciation we accepted and hosted this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one of us is aware. Now the moment of departure has come. We have the few last dying moments of this Mubarak month, where Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was from head to toe mercy, he said, may that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah ta'ala, who found this month and still failed to gain the forgiveness of Allah. An indication of how accepted this month is. Tomorrow is the day of Eid, which is the wada of the month of Ramadan. That famous riwayat, it comes that the malaika of Allah Ta'ala will descend and they will stand on every street and they will announce to the believers that are proceeding to the musalla that Ughdu ila Rabbin Kareem يَمُنُّ بِالْخَيْرِ ثُمَّ يُثِيبُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَزِيلِ لَقَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَقُمْتُمْ وَأُمِرْتُمْ بِصِيَامِ النَّهَارِ فَصُمْتُمْ وَأَطَعْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ فَاقْبَذُوا جَوَائِزَكُمْ. They will say, hasten towards a Rabb who is Kareem, who is generous, who loves you. You were commanded to make the Taraweeh Salah at night. You carried out the command of Allah. You were commanded to fast during the days of Ramadan. You fasted. You obeyed your Rabb. Now come and claim the prize from your Rabb. فَإِذَا صَلَّوْا نَادَى مُنَادٍ. Once the Eid Salah takes place, the announcement will be made. Allah Ta'ala will instruct His angels to say to that majma' that had fasted in the month of Ramadan, that فَرْجِعُوا رَاشِدِينَ إِلَىٰ رِحَالِكُمْ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. That I have forgiven all your sins now. Return back successful. Return back righteous, back to your places. One riwayat, it comes that Allah Ta'ala will call out boastingly to His malaika, and Allah Ta'ala will address the majma, and Allah Ta'ala will say to them, Saluni, ask from me now whatever you want. Whatever you ask, whether it pertains to your dunya or whether it pertains to your akhirat, I am prepared to grant it to you. The point, my respected brothers, is that this is not a time now for us to become complacent. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He used to say, be more concerned with whether your amal was accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, than doing the amal itself. Have you not heard that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Allah Ta'ala will accept amal only from those who have taqwa. Fudala bin Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ خير من الدنيا وما فيها أحب إلي من الدنيا وما فيها لأن الله تعالى قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. He used to say that if this much guarantee I received, if this much guarantee I received, that Allah Ta'ala has accepted even one amal of mine, equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, that guarantee or that announcement to me will be more beloved than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because this is a declaration from my Rabb that I have taqwa. Because Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala only accepts from those with taqwa. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, it was the practice of the Salaf Salihin, the pious predecessors, that كانوا يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That for 6 months prior to Ramadan, they would be making dua to Allah Ta'ala to keep them alive, to experience the month of Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. Then after Ramadan, for another 6 months, they would be making dua to Allah Ta'ala to accept their month of Ramadan from them. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, on the day of Eid, he went to the Eidgah, and in his khutbah, he addressed the majma' and he told them, كانوا بعد السلف يظهر عليه الحزن يوم عيد الفطر. That amongst the Salaf Salihin, there were those, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, they were full of grief and concern and worry. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ. It was said to them that today is a day of happiness, today is a day of joy. Why are you people worried? They said, صَدَقْتُمْ, you have spoken the truth. Eid is a day of celebration, but وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلًا فلا أدري أيقبله مني أم لا. But they said, our example is the example of a slave. His master, his lord, commanded him to carry out an action, a task. I don't know whether my Allah, my master, my lord has accepted it from me or not. They never became complacent. The concern, Allah Ta'ala gave us this month of Ramadan. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you this month of Ramadan, لعلكم تتقون, so that you get taqwa, so that you get piety. Not so that only in the month of Ramadan you make efforts to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, but so that the nuraniyat and the khair and the barakat of Ramadan permeates throughout the entire year. The goal, the object, the prize is taqwa, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, my respected brothers, the analogy is given that this month of Ramadan is like the life of a mu'min in this world. This one month is like a training for him. And the day of Eid al-Fitr, the day of celebration after Ramadan, is the day when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. This entire dunya, this life in this world is like the month of fasting. Fasting from what? Fasting away from the disobedience of Allah. Fasting away from what Allah has forbidden. Fasting away from displeasing our Allah. And the day of Eid al-Fitr is the day when we will meet Allah. Like the poet says, وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِي فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْعَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْعَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَّمُوا. He says, I have spent my entire life fasting. Fasting from what? From my najais lazat. From those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden me from. I have spent my entire life fasting from those things. And oh my Allah, the day I will meet you, that is the day of my Eid. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ أَبْغَضَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. That person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will he love to meet Allah? When his life in this world is lived in a manner where he has prepared himself for meeting Allah. That person who loves to meet Allah ta'ala, Allah loves to meet him also. Our goal, our aspiration is that day in Jannat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal himself to us. Our goal, our aspiration is the day in Akhirat when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Su'ila Abu al-Hazim. Abu al-Hazim was asked, كيف القدوم على الله? How is the meeting with Allah going to take place? He said, if it is an obedient person, if his life was spent in a manner where he pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَ قُدُومِ الْغَائِبِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ الْمُشْتَاقِينَ إِلَيْهِ, then his meeting with Allah ta'ala will be like that person who was separated from his family for many, many years. And after years of separation, finally they are rejoined. Finally they come together again. What will be the joy? What will be the happiness? وَأَمَّا الْعَاسِي فَكَقُدُومِ الْغَائِبِ فَكَقُدُومِ الْآبِقِ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِهِ الْغَضْبَانِ. And the disobedient person, the person who has spent his life away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his meeting of Allah ta'ala will take place like a slave who has run away, finally has been caught and brought back to his master, who is very, very angry with him. On one occasion, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba kiram and he told them, إِن شِئْتُمْ أَنْبَأْتُمْ مَا أَوَّلُ مَا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَوَّلُ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَهُ. He said, if you want, I will tell you, on the day when you meet Allah Ta'ala, on the day when the mu'mineen will meet Allah, What is the first thing that Allah Ta'ala will say to them? And what is the first thing that the mu'mineen will say to Allah? Sahaba said, tell us, O Nabi of Allah. He said, on the first day when Allah Ta'ala will meet the mu'mineen, the first thing Allah Ta'ala will ask them, Hal ahbabtum liqa'i? Did you look forward to meeting me? Did you love to meet me? They will say, yes, O my Allah. Allah Ta'ala will say to them, why? Why is it that you were looking forward to meet me? They will reply, Rajawna afwaka wa maghfiratak. O my Allah, we look forward to your maghfirat, to your forgiveness, and we had hope in your tolerance. Allah Ta'ala will say to them that I have made my rida, my pleasure, my happiness, my forgiveness wajib for you. This month of Ramadan, this month was given to us to gain taqwa. In that hadith, which I mentioned in the beginning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yablughu al-abdu an yakuna min al-muttaqeen. It is impossible that you gain taqwa. This training was given to us, Allah Ta'ala, 29 or 30 days, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. Allah Ta'ala said, stay away from halal food. Stay away from halal drinks. Stay away from halal passions. For this period, kutiba alaykum al-siyam as a training. That if Allah Ta'ala, to gain taqwa, to gain His closeness, to gain His love, wants you to stay away from halal, how much more important it is for you to stay away from haram. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will never be able to gain taqwa until you do not bring out that haram from your life. Leave haram, even the doubtful things, the things that will take you towards haram, towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until this does not come out of our lives, you will never be able to gain true taqwa, true piety, true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi was asked, Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi shahri Ramadan. That there are some people, they exert themselves in ibadat, they exert themselves in trying to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. What was his response? He said, بِئْسَ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. He said, what a terrible people they are. What a terrible people they are who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. The true slave of Allah, the one who truly aspires for Allah Ta'ala, is that person who will worship Allah Ta'ala throughout the entire year. Shibli was asked, Ayyuma afdal Rajab am Sha'ban? Which is more virtuous, the month of Rajab or the month of Sha'ban? He said, Kun Rabbaniyan, Kun Rabbaniyan, Wala takun Sha'baniyan, Wala Rajabiyan. He said, don't worry whether it's Rajab, whether it's Sha'ban, whether it's Ramadan. Become the accepted slave of Allah. Exert yourself in ibadat. Do not let your attempts or your pursuits to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be dictated by occasions. Ulama give an analogy. They say there is one worm. I forget the name of this worm. It spends its entire life in feces, in filth, in stench. And then one day, for some reason, this worm comes out of the filth. And for the first time in its life, it experiences the cool breeze. It experiences fresh air. It sees the blue yonder. For the first time in its life, it experiences purity. And then, for some inexplicable reason, this worm turns around and goes back into the filth and goes back into the feces. There is no, it does not make any sense why he does this. Like that is the example of that person whose Islam is occasional, whose Islam is ritual. When it is big night, I will come to the masjid. When it is an occasion of acceptance, I will come to the masjid. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddith nafsahu annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, alla ya'sillah, daqala al-jannata bila mas'alatin wala hisab. He said, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, but his fast was a true fast. He used this month to become the true slave of Allah. That haram and that wrong that was going on in his life, he made firm contract, ahad, promise with Allah. He made sincere tawbah. My respected brothers, this month was given to us for tawbah. Unfortunately, many of us do not understand what is tawbah. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, inna istighfarana yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. He used to say, the manner in which we make istighfar, the manner in which we ask Allah to forgive us, we need to make istighfar for our istighfar. Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayhi shahar used to say, idha istaghfara bil lisan, idha istaghfara bil lisan, wa niyyatuhu an ya'uda ila dhamb, فَإِنَّ تَوْبَتَهُ تَوْبَةُ الْكَاذِبِينَ. She used to say, if a person, it is big night, Shab-e Barat, or it is Laylat al-Qadr, or he perceives it to be Laylat al-Qadr, or it is Ramadan, a person raises his hand, and he says, oh my Allah, forgive me, وَنِيَّتُهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الذَّمِّ. But in his heart, he has the firm intention. He has the firm intention that I am going to carry on with that haram. I am going to carry on with that wrong that I was doing. She says, "Inna tawbatahu tawbatul kadibin." The tawbah of this person is the tawbah of a liar. He is making mazak with Allah. To complete that riwayat, Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala who said, that person who fasts in Ramadan, and he has the firm intention that after Ramadan, he will not return back to the wrongs he was doing prior to Ramadan. The khair and barakat and the amal that he did in Ramadan will permeate throughout the entire year. He says, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا مَسْأَلَةٍ وَلَا حِسَابٍ. This person will enter into Jannat without any reckoning. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَسَى رَبَّهُ فَصِّيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. Ulama have given us the prescription. If you want to gauge whether our fasting is accepted, whether our tilawat of Quran is accepted, whether our ibadat is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala who says, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, and he tells himself that okay, that shaitan box which is destroying the haya and morality of our society. I'm digressing, time is very, very limited. But my respected brothers, let us understand that this boyfriend, girlfriend culture is a poison. Staying to such an extent, this sickness has overtaken us. That for a ghair mahram male and female to talk openly today is not even considered as haram. Music has become the order of the day. Temporarily in Ramadan to some extent, that shaitan box is covered. Temporarily in Ramadan to some extent, those DVD players are put away. But what is the intention? وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ. The plan is already made. When the Hilal of Eid is sighted, when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, then I'll see the masjid next big night. When the Hilal of Eid is sighted, that cover over the shaitan box will be removed. And we will go back to what we were doing before. How many of our youngsters there are there that have already made plans? We fasted, so now let's go for holiday. We fasted, now let's go back like that worm. Allah has kept that lazzat and that ecstasy and that sweetness in His ibadat, wallah, that you will never find in haram. Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. The people of the night, the people of the night of tahajjud, Allah gives them that ecstasy in that tahajjud, that wallah, no one in lazzat or in the disobedience of this world will ever experience. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah used to say that in this world there is a jannat, in this world there is a jannat, that person who enters, that you will never enter the jannat of the akhirat until you do not enter this jannat. What jannat? The sweetness of becoming the accepted slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the lives of our pious predecessors. My respected brothers, they did not take tawbah to be lip service. Abu Bakr Warraq rahmatullah alayhi used to say, tawbatun nasuh an tudayyiqa alayka al-ard bima rahubat. What is the sign of true tawbah? He says, when you break the command of Allah, the earth should become straightened for you despite its vastness. وَأَن تُضَيِّقْ عَلَيْكَ نَفْسَكَ كَالثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. And your heart should become constricted, full of worry. I have broken the command of my Allah. Like those three Sahaba who didn't take part in Tabuk, the long incident, the manner, what they went through, 50 days they were boycotted. They wished that the earth would swallow them up. Why we broke the command of Allah? In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one youngster, very, very handsome. He would make a lot of ibadat. Umar liked him. Every night this youngster would leave the majlis of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he would go home. On the way home, he would pass by the home of a very beautiful woman who was not chaste and pure. She saw this youngster and she took a liking to him. So she tried all the tricks to try and entice this youngster towards haram. One night, it was late, she beautified herself and she came in front of him. Momentarily, he fell into her trap. And he entered her home. When he entered her home, and he was about to go towards haram, the verse of the Quran came in front of him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. What is the sign of taqwa? Taqwa does not mean we will become sinless. Taqwa does not mean we will become sinless. We are not farishtas, we are insan. But my respected brothers, what is our attitude towards sin? What is our attitude towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Moments of clemency, moments of forgiveness, declarations of Allah's rahmat and mercy. My respected brothers, listen with the ears of iman. Declarations of Allah's rahmat and mercy are not a license. These do not constitute a license to disobey Allah. We are not seasonal worshippers of Allah. We have to give our whole life to Allah. We are those who are searching for Allah. Now and then a person will go off. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَرَى ذَنْبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ فِي أَصْلِ جَبَلٍ يَخَافُ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, for a mu'min, his guna, his sin is like a mountain that is ready to crush him. وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِ وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرِ يَرَى ذَنْبَهُ مِثْلَ ذُبَابٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ فَذَبَّهُ عَنْهُ. And he said, the fajir, the sinner is that person who will regard his sin like a fly that has sat on his nose. He just moves his hand and it goes away. No worry, no concern whatsoever. Nevertheless, this youngster, and this verse of the Quran comes in front of him. What is the sign of taqwa? They are those, the muttaqeen are those, that when the touch of shaitan comes, they momentarily they are, and when they realize, immediately they pull away from Allah's disobedience. When this youngster thought of this verse, he fell down unconscious. This woman carried him back to the home of his elderly father. She left him at the door and knocked at the door and went away. The father opened the door and saw his unconscious son, brought him inside. A little while later he recovered. His father said, "Oh my son, what has happened?" He said, "Oh my father, good has happened." "What has happened?" He mentioned, "I almost went towards haram and Allah protected me." The father said, "Oh my son, which was the verse of the Quran that came in front of you?" This youngster recited this verse of the Quran and passed away on the spot. Umar radiallahu, his father and family arranged his burial. It was late at night. That was the procedure in those days. They would not delay the janazah. They didn't even send for Amirul Mu'mineen. The next day, Umar came to know that this youngster had passed away. He said to his father, "Why didn't you call me?" And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and stood at the grave of the youngster. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this incident in his Hayatul Sahaba. He stood at the grave of the youngster and he called out, "Ya Shab, O youngster, waliman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan." That person who fears the day when he will have to, that person who fears the day when he will have to stand in front of Allah. That person who fears the day when he will have to stand in front of Allah, Allah will give him two jannats. This youngster responds from the grave, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah has given me both jannats." And respected brothers, let us not be deceived. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, to some extent, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, we came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our masjids were abad. Around us, we can see what is happening to the ummah of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah apparent in every direction. There is only one solution. There is only one solution. The ummah has to come back to the masjid. The ummah has to make sulah and tawbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are humbly appealing, in order to permeate the goodness that we have found in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, my respected brothers, we have to make our link and attachment with the masjid. Our masajid have to become abad, so that that nuraniyat that we got in Ramadan, we are given the strength to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Make fikr for our iman. Make fikr for the iman of the ummah. Let us not be like those ostriches with their heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality. Wake up to what is going on around us. Let us make shukr to Allah for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. Shukr and gratitude is that khair and barakat which Allah gave us. That tawbah which we made. Allah give us the tawfiq to make it sincere tawbah. And the way, my respected brothers, to change our environments, come back into the masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this I'm terminating, few minutes extra we took. There's no lunch going to take place today. So we're taking advantage of that. My respected brothers, what greater guarantee do we want in an age and a period when people are selling their iman for a hamper of food? When irtidad has become the order of the day, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shahid. This is the mafhum of the hadith. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your witness on the day of judgment that you have iman. Who are those people that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives gawahi of the iman? He said, those people who will make the masjid abad. Come back to the masjid. At least every one of us make this firm intention. 5 times daily salah with jamaat we will make throughout the year. All of us are ready for this inshallah. And my respected brothers, we have to daily start giving time to the masjid. In this is the protection of our iman. In this is the protection of the iman of the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah.
C. Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.